Here's a snapshot of my Saturday nights as a freshman at UC San Diego. My suite mates are all glammed up to go clubbing. My friends next door get cozy around the couches to watch a marathon of The Office. And where am I? I'm in my room, with the door closed, doing absolutely nothing. That was the story of my life last year. My friends would ask me to come out with them, and I'd make up bogus excuses to stay in. Pretty soon, I got fewer and fewer of those invitations. Partway through last year, I realized what I was feeling might be more serious than I thought. Sure, I was a tad homesick and a little stressed with classes, but nothing that would make me go through 2 boxes of tissues in a week. So I did what any tech-savvy teenager would do. I Googled my condition. I waited for all my suite mates to leave before taking an online depression survey. All wrapped up in my comforter, I started on the first question. Do you feel sad or irritable? Oh, yes. I answered yes to 7 of the 10 questions. The results? Clinical depression. I always prided myself on being strong and capable of facing changes easily, so this diagnosis was beyond shocking. I figured I ought to talk to UCSD's counselors, but I talked myself out of an appointment. I thought I had no legitimate reason to have these feelings. Talking to my friends was out of the question, and I didn't want to worry my mom. After some research, I resolved to self-medicate by getting a job and joining student organizations. The rest of the year was still difficult, but I felt like I was making strides toward a healthier outlook on college life. Eventually, I met a friend who opened up to me about her own depressed feelings. I finally realized I wasn't alone in this, and I can face my sophomore year with confidence. I'll watch out for more serious signs of depression, but now I know where to get started for help, by opening up, not bottling up. With a perspective, I'm Ankita Bhardwaj.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.